Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
And for the final time in 2024, he is on the line for the very last time, Gav from Lee Rowan's. G'day, Gav.
Ho, ho, ho from the nursery.
And you too, yeah, ho, ho, ho. I think Christmas has come early after a bit of rain this morning.
It was a lovely morning. We had to get through yesterday, but it was a lovely morning. And isn't that a case this summer where it's basically the opposite? You get really hot weather, and then it's cool and overcast, and then it seems to repeat itself every week. You know, Sunday I think supposed to be in the mid-30s again, and you know it's basically like a cycle.
Well, it is, and it's very hard to pick, isn't it?
It is. You know, you look at Christmas Day at the moment, well, it could be either like yesterday or it could be like today. Who would want to pick it?
Yes, well, it's funny you mention that because I think it was about a week or so ago I looked at the forecast, like the long-range forecast for Christmas Day, and I'm pretty sure it said something at least around 30 degrees or a bit warmer than that. Now, the other day, I think it was yesterday, I had another look, and now they're saying 25 degrees.
Yeah, well, as I said, who would really want to pick it at the moment?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's two opposites, just yesterday and today. So anything's possible by this time next week.
It was nice to see the cool change come through last night, though, Gav.
It most certainly was. I have some ceiling fans at home, and that's all I've got. And I'll tell you what, it made a huge difference.
Yeah, I would imagine your ceiling fans have been running flat out, right?
They most certainly have, yes.
Well, just keep pedaling, Gav.
Absolutely. That I will have to do.
If the power goes out, keep pedaling.
Oh, that'd be the worst. I couldn't think of anything worse, I'm afraid.
Now, as we know, and we were talking about this last week with the festive season just around the corner, and also not just the festive season, but holiday season around the corner as well. A lot of people,
yes.
You know, a lot of people tend to go away for a breakaway and whatever. But the thing, and this is something that I think about myself, if I do take some time off over this festive season holiday period, is you have to leave your garden behind, and you need to make sure that you have your garden prepared, ready to go if you're going to be away for a week or so.
Absolutely. That's really important. There's so many distractions at this time of year, from next week to New Year's Eve to then going away on holidays. And it's very important that you don't forget, because it's such a hot time, or can be such a hot time of year, it really doesn't take very much to set you back months and months. If you come back from holidays and everything's burnt off, there are so long a time to get those things back to normal again. So look, there's a few things you can do and we've talked about this before, from putting some things on the ground to hold the water there, like wetter soil, those sort of products, to putting water crystals in the pots. Look, even things like if you are going away, the day before you leave, get all those indoor plants, and we'll talk indoor plants for the time being. Make sure you give them all a really good soak, like a really thorough soak, not just a cup full of water in the top of them. Wash all those leaves off, freshen them up. And you know what's a really good idea? You get a bathtub or for that matter, your shower recess, where at the last minute, try and plug them. Put a wet towel or something in there, so obviously so that the plants don't scratch. If you've got an old enamel bathtub, you certainly don't want that. But put a wet towel in the bottom, put an inch or so of water, and sit. Go around your house, collect all your indoor plants, and sit them all in that for the week. Now, if you're away for a week or a fortnight, that should get them through no problem at all. Because A, you won't have air conditioning on to dry them out, or, for that matter, my good old ceiling fans won't be whizzing around over their head either drying them out. So a nice wet towel in the bottom of something like that will get all your indoor plants through that week, you may be 10 days or whatever you may be away. Now, the other thing you can do for the garden is start giving it a really good soak every few days. Don't be one of those people that runs out and waters every day, because, of course, as we know, that will encourage roots to sit on the surface, even for the lawn, for the person that runs out and waters every day or every second day, stops the roots from going down further into the ground looking for water, and those people will be the first ones that have their lawns burn off while they're away, because it's got so used to having constant water that the moment it doesn't have any for a week, that they're the first ones, as I said. If you can get somebody to do it, or if you can get, say, a sprinkler system, you know, one of those soaker hoses with a timer on it, and get that to come on, that's fine. But even then, I don't tend to trust those things to work 100%, because often, sometimes, they don't. And you don't want to be pressuring friends or neighbours to be doing that for you, because they may not be people like you that do that. So a good, the deeper a soak, less often at this time of year, will get your garden and your lawn through times when you're not there. And that is, I think, one of the most important things that you can do from now till about the beginning of March, is those really, really deep soakings. Same with your trees. If you had a lemon tree or a fruit tree or anything like that, put a good mulch around the bottom and really soak it, but maybe just once or twice a week, so it starts to get used to gaps between watering. And then when it does actually happen and it doesn't get watered for the entire week, it's not going to be as big of a shock to the plant as if you're the type of person that runs out every day or every second day and just wets everything down. That's one of the best things I could tell you to do at this time of year.
Yes, and that's some very good advice there for our listeners who may be venturing away over the festive season, holiday period, to get yourself ready for your gardens and make sure that you do all the work now. I suppose that's what you're saying, Gav.
That's exactly right. And bear in mind that newly planted plants are much more susceptible to that than anything else. If you had, you know, let's say a row of lily pillies and they've been in for 4 or 5 years, you could do that. If you're put in a couple and they might have only been put in a month or so, they're the ones that are going to be much more susceptible, that'll need more looking at than anything else. So they're the ones that if you're ever going to put a sprinkler system, anything like that, even to just a sprinkler, as I said, attached to a timer, they're the things you need to watch out for, are the newly planted things. Because if we get another hot day like yesterday, and of course we will, they're the things that get affected quicker than anything else. Existing plants that have been in the ground for more than 12 months, so, for example, ones that this isn't their first rodeo for summer, they're usually a lot tougher and a lot more hardened off to that extreme weather like yesterday than newly planted ones that this is their first summer for.
Okay, well, there you go. That's some really good advice there. When you're planning to go away over this Christmas New Year period, make sure you do your homework and make sure that you get your garden prepared for the time that you may be away. The other thing, I think, Gav, some people might be in a position where they may have family or friends or maybe neighbours who might be also be able to help them out anyway whilst they're away.
Oh, absolutely. All I'm saying with this is, Don't put the pressure on them. Don't rely on them to have to run over every day or every second day and do it. If you can get it so that it's just a soak, say, in the middle of the week and then on a weekend, that's a lot easier for people to accomplish, especially if they're not living next door, for example. If that's the case, well, yeah, everything's good. Get them to do it. But I would still encourage people to do those things and not just rely on somebody running in every day or every second day to do it.
Which is fair enough, isn't it? Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, especially at this time, because let's face it, they might be doing stuff too.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've all got busy lives and we're all doing things as well, so sometimes it's just important.
Best if you take it into your own hands
and
try and get them through the best you can.
And not rely on other people. Yeah, some good advice there. All right, Gav. Now, Lee Rowan's Garden World. No doubt we have some listeners who are new to our radio station. Whereabouts are we going to find you?
Now, if they want to find us, we're at the bottom of Hillsborough Road, runs all the way from the bypass at Charlestown right down to Warners Bay. We're right down the Warners Bay end on the right-hand side. There's a really good range of products. There's a great gift shop for all those people that are still looking for something. You can always fall back on a gift voucher. So plenty of things here for plenty of people.
Well, Gav, we do thank you for your great contributions to our show, in particular in 2024, and thank you very much for all your wonderful advice, all your tips in regards to lots of things, gardening and lawns and all other things associated with that as well. We just want to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very festive season, and we look forward to catching up with you again in 2025.
Thank you very much. And then the same on my end. And everybody from Lee Rowan's, to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and, more importantly, a very safe New Year.
Absolutely. And we should be back on, I think, our first chat together next year. If I look at the calendar, I think we're looking at Wednesday the 22nd of January.
Okay.
Wednesday the 22nd of January. Have a great Christmas, Gav.
I'll be still hanging around. You too.
Sure you will. There he is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden.